Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Pleasantville Superintendent Dave Isgrig recently retired after 24 years of service to Pleasantville Schools. Let's learn more about him and go in depth with Dave Isgrig and the staff and students of Pleasantville Schools. A few weeks ago, I received a phone call from Dennis Oliver, a social studies teacher at Pleasantville High School. Dennis suggested that I might be interested in coming to a high school assembly, as his seminar class had something planned for retiring superintendent Dave Isgrig, who'd worked in the district for 24 years. Sure, I said, why not? Could be fun. And 24 years, that's quite an accomplishment, I thought. Oh, and Dennis added before he hung up the phone, it's a surprise. Don't tell anyone. So when the date came, I drove to Pleasantville High School early. I wanted to be sure not to miss anything. I went in the main door next to Mr. Isgrig's office. Usually I stop by and chat with him to learn what's happening in the district. Instead, this time I quietly slipped past his door, feeling oddly uneasy, like a high school kid again, skipping class. As I passed, I took a peek in the door and saw him seated at his desk, listening attentively to something a staff member was telling him and nodding. I moved on and with a little help found Mr. Oliver in the gym, speaking conspiratorially into his cell phone with his seminar class surrounding him.
Holding yet? Okay, and the meeting got canceled? Oh, you are smart. Thank you very much, Dan. All right, bye. Bye. Okay, we're set. So you're in there with him. Now, here's...
So is it going to go over the intercom that there's an assembly in the gym?
Yeah. There's going to be something like
that. Hear it. So you've got to really, like...
Yeah, you block the door or whatever. So, Mr. Isgrig, I've really got to talk.
You, no, I got to talk.
Does anyone know, hey, wait, guys, when is his family coming in? Do they know
they're
where to go?
Yes, I've already been in contact with them.
All of them?
Yeah, I said avoid his office.
Come
around this way, and we'll have a, and we're going to seat the honored guests there in the front. Yep. And okay, here's what's going to happen. Who are the? Okay, Trey, you'll be in the band. So Mr. Turnage will be looking to me, and I'll just kind of go like that, and that's when you guys will start the school song.
Oh, we're starting with the school song?
We're going to do Colonel Bogey.
Yeah.
And then that's to get kind of everybody seated.
Okay.
And then when the school song, and you guys have to help up on their feet, and after the school song is over, and Mr. Isgrig is going to be looking around saying, oh, man. Jake's going to take him over there, and Mr. Friday then is going to say some words. I don't know what he's going to say, and then we follow that script.
Okay, so it's going to go Pleasantville band, then it's going to go, okay, in school song. Mr. Friday and the speech. Slideshow, then the poem, then the movie. Do we have that movie by Mr. Miller?
Yes, Mr. Miller's got that.
Okay, and then presentation of the plaque.
And the hat.
So are we all going up for that?
I don't care, whatever you want to do.
Have we decided, guys?
What it's up to you.
Yeah, well, Les is
should we
cafeteria.
All just stand up there? Though?
Okay. Yeah, would
all
you
right.
Go out and get him again?
Please.
The tech of this is going to be important. I want to make sure that everybody can get their slideshow up there.
So then at the end, when after Mr. Isgrig gets done talking, does someone need to kind of wrap it up?
Yeah, probably we do. So choose among your group. Okay, Joe, I guess you're going to close it out for us today, too.
After Mr. Isgrig talks, then you'll...
You know, to say something summative like thank you all for coming and, being a part of this important celebration, you know.
More in depth after this. The group was busy planning, and I could see how much effort they were putting into it, and they had video and a slideshow as part of the presentation, as well as the band. And the whole school was coming, so I had to ask them why Superintendent Isgrig was so important to them. Now, what's happening here today at Pleasantville High School?
We are having an assembly to thank our superintendent for all the years that he's been here.
And he's retiring?
Yes, he's retiring.
Is this a particular class that's pulled all this together, or are you just from a bunch of different groups?
It's our seminar group.
Seminar group that does what?
We all just get together and just figure stuff out. And we've done a lot of community service projects, and we thought it'd be a good idea to do something for him.
All right. Well, how many years has he been here?
24.
24 years. Now, tell me a little bit about him.
Well, he's started off here as a principal and worked his way up to superintendent, and he's done a lot with the kids and the teachers throughout the years.
All right. And what do you think about him?
He's a great guy. Whenever we have a problem, we can come to him and know we won't be judged. He's always there with a smile on his face, and he's always there to help.
He's a very kind and exactly what Joey said. You can come to him with any of your problems, and he won't judge you about anything.
He's very fair to the students and enjoys the students and their company and loves the Yankees.
What do you think about him?
He's very nice, very talkative. He's not exactly the person that is going to judge anyone to what you think about anything. He's a great guy.
And why is he special to you?
He's just a very kind person, and he's always there if you ever need, like, somebody to talk to. And he's, like, no matter what kind of mood he's in, he'll put a smile on his face just to see you smile.
He's a very supporting person with sports and everything. He's always there watching, and he's a very kind man.
He's a really good leader. He always stays late after school working hard and shows up to all of our schooling events, arts, and sports.
Well, now, you've got a video put together. You're going to have music. This is a really big production. You're gathering people from all over the school district. You're bringing in his family and friends. Who helped with this?
Our seminar teacher, Mr. Oliver, and then from there on, we just kind of rolled with it and got our ideas, and Mrs. Sharon Thill got the slideshow together. Our elementary principal put together, like, videos of students and staff members and what they thought about Mr. Isgrig.
And who was that?
Mr. Miller. Adam Miller. He's our elementary principal.
And I saw Mrs. Thill in here. What was she doing?
She put together a slideshow of all his years here at Pleasantville High School.
Anybody else?
We talked to Mr. Turnage about having the band play today, and he selected two songs, Colonel Bogey and When Mr. Isgrig Walks In. We'll be playing the school song and have everyone stand up.
And this is a surprise for Mr. Isgrig.
Yes, yeah, he doesn't know about it.
Nope.
And so everybody's going to be here, and there's going to be some diversion where you get him in here. Is that how it's going to work?
Jake is going to talk to him and get him, keep him in his office until the time being, and then he's going to bring him in. So I think he'll be really shocked and surprised by all this.
Are you going to make up a problem or you need some kind of advice or something?
No, not really. I'm probably going to ask for some help about some twins for Mr. Oliver's project for psychology, or talk about football, because he kind of goes on a rant when you ask those questions.
Well, good luck. You're still planning and coordinating everything. I'll let you get back to work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I saw a man, a teacher, I presumed, watching attentively with a smile on his face. I walked over and learned it was Frank Vanderpool, a teacher. Frank Vanderpool. Well, tell us about Mr. Isgrig. Is he projects he's helped you with or anything like that?
Yeah, one in particular is a solar panel. He came to me about 3 years ago to find out if I could use some funds in a joking way, and then, of course, you know, and asked me what I would do with that. So having that in mind, we came up with this idea of building a solar panel to teach kids about green and project planning and all that kind of stuff. And we started that 3 years ago, and it took us 3 years for its fruition. And he is backed us all the way. It's something to his credit that he believes in students and the real life things and problems out there to come up with solutions for that. And he's backed us all the way.
Well, and how's he been to work for?
Great guy. You know, he's a superintendent, and I'm just a teacher, but we've been more like friends here. It's more like a family to work with, and I understand his job, and he understands mine very well and does everything he can to work with us.
more in depth after this. Dennis Oliver had one last word of instructions to the students.
Here's the thing. Whenever you do live theater, folks, sometimes things happen. And we don't stammer and stutter and flutter around. We just shape it. We fix it where we can. And we don't get a second chance at this, but it'll be okay.
The elementary is coming up.
Yes, they will be seated by 10 o'clock.
And then we waited, but not for long. The band started to play, feet started stomping, people applauded and cheered. Dave entered the room, clearly surprised, and it dawned on him what was happening. He wandered down the bleachers waving, shaking hands, thanking dear friends he'd known for years, his family, and students. He sat and watched, and words were spoken in his honor.
Good morning, and welcome to our assembly this morning.
Yeah.
Today we are here to honor an old-timer in our district. Mr. Isgrave has been in the Pleasantville Community School District for 24 years now. 10 years serving as principal, 14 years as superintendent of our schools. We would like to congratulate him today on his upcoming retirement. I'm hoping his wife, Nancy, will find a few jobs for him to accomplish on his days off when he's not searching for cars to restore. Among many things, Mr. Isgrave is a dedicated educator, animal lover, candy and chocolate lover, New York Yankee fan, boxing fan, longtime Pleasantville Trojan, a brother, a husband, and a father. Mr. Isgrave, on behalf of here, the PHS, we would like to thank everything that you've done. Thank you for everything you've done for us, for our kids, and wish you the best.
The music was moving, as were the images that moved before us on the giant screen. The laughter that comes from looking at photos of all of us from years ago. Family photos, photos of him asleep with a plate. A 1971 photo of him in the service. Dave at the Pentagon, where he'd been assigned as a young man before he'd come to Pleasantville, bringing this rich experience with him. A video tribute played where teachers spoke highly of him and teased him a little with some advice. Don't get your ears pierced. Go fishing more, they told him. Finally, Dave got up to receive his plaque, and he had a few words for the students.
Guys, you students are probably ready to get back to class, aren't you?
No.
I apologize for this. I'm sure I don't deserve all this, but I sure appreciate it. And the two students who are in my office talking to me about psychology and twins, and you did a good job. Okay. Blame Mr. Oliver maybe for some of that. This is really a thing. I'm second guessing my decision now. This gets a little harder every day, and this makes it really difficult. You guys are so representative of all the staff members I've worked with and students that I've worked with, and it all comes down to people. No matter what you do, where you work, where your job is, it's all about people. We have good people here. Appreciate all this. Not going to take much more of your time, but obviously this took a lot of work, organization, and it means a lot to me. When you're up here, you know, 6 or 7 days a week, and you like what you do, you know that first day that I don't come back is going to be really difficult. You know, I won't be that far away, but thank you all very much. You mean a lot to me. I love all of you, and I see you had some advice for me. The only advice I would have, and I try to live by this, probably fall short sometimes, but that is treat people with dignity. And I think it was Sir James Barry that said, always be a little kinder than necessary. Everybody you meet is fighting a battle of their own of some sort. So always be a little kinder than necessary. If you do that, we'll be in good shape. Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks to all of the good young men and women at Pleasantville High for your contributions to the program. To Dennis Oliver as well. You've got a special group. And thanks to Superintendent Dave Isgrig for your many contributions to the youth of Pleasantville. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.